It's another cool spring day, faint sun intermittently lighting up the pale greens and golds of emerging leaves. I am walking down a rough road from Bentivar Farm onto a vast floodplain. Stretched out before me are acres of lowland and wetlands that reach towards the point where the north and south forks of the Rivanna meet. I know this stretch of river from having paddled both forks many a time, but today I've come to see restoration taking place in the flesh of the land itself. My guide is Carolyn Browder, a restoration specialist for the Nature Conservancy, under whose care this bottomland has been for the last couple of years. She meets me by a small, unassuming stream at the bottom of the hill. It is here that over a year and a half ago, the work commenced. The work of redefining the course of water flowing down from the surrounding hills so that it can do so without hauling loads of sediment and stormwater runoff with it. Carolyn tells me the story as we walk along the stream, barely 6 feet across and only a foot deep, still running full from the rain of the last couple of days. After bubbling across a stretch of cobble, the water drops a foot over a large piece of cut rock, which has been strategically placed where an elevation decrease must be achieved without sacrificing the integrity of the channel. This channel has been purposefully rerouted to follow its historical course. Walking the moist ground, we can see where the rains had forced the water over the banks, the ryegrass bent like a comb-over and still mashed flat in downhill direction. For decades, this rich bottomland was farmed, but it required work to drain the water from the floodplain enough to make planting corn even possible. This was accomplished by digging ditches to drain the water and by using tile drains, terracotta pipe sliced lengthwise and planted open side down, cupping the earth, while capillary action pulled the water along towards the river. Meanwhile, the original stream coming down a crease in the hills above was rooted so that it no longer bisected the fields and instead was tucked up against the hills, lest it impede the work of farming this swatch of land. Land alteration had been heavy and significant long before this ditch and drain method was ever used. We know that the earliest settlers set to work to clear the land, transforming forest into field, changing the relationship between the river and its floodplain forever. On the North Fork and the South Fork, indeed all along the Rivanna, you can see today the steep banks caused by the incessant erosional forces of mud-laden water washing off the cleared land. In fact, the floodplain here sits some 20 feet higher than the river. This meant that the engineers, while designing a more natural stream channel, had to build in a series of drops and slopes that would bring the water course into the river at a shallow and benign angle. Carolyn's job has been to oversee the work and continue to monitor its success as a restoration, making sure that the new stream reaches an equilibrium with its newly created banks and plateaus. That the disturbed land is kept clear of invasives such as Johnson grass, that high-energy storms don't wash out the new stream as it's settling in, that the right time to plant trees to form a protective buffer on either side is chosen wisely. As we cross the stream at another ledge of rock, placed to create a drop and small pool that is now home to a diversity of life, I start to gain an appreciation for the scale of this project, some 2,000 linear feet long. Looking back, I can see the sinuous curves etched by clumps of grass and sedge that paint the landscape in subtle hues of green. A plover twitters across 30 feet in front of us towards the stream, disappearing into a camouflage of sandy soil and clumping grass. Every pool and every curve that is reinforced with boulders was conceived, then built, to give water a chance to be a stream in a channel that's been designed as close as one can get to natural. My boots are covered in muddy soil, and there is a wide and open sky above. in a week that has been draped in horror and sadness so close to home, it feels particularly good to be walking a landscape that is surely in the process of change and healing. This is Leslie Middleton. Please join me next week at this same time for another installment of the Rivanna Rambler. If you have questions or comments about this show, please call 924-0885 or visit wtju.net.